Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, mit sech des Seite, Perik Aleph, Mishna Dalet. Hoi amalen eise le Bezen HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim, they would bring her up to the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim, like we explained earlier. That's the only Bezden that could process the Seite. That's learned from Sukkim. Uma'aymin aleha. The Bezden actually frightens her. They're not looking to frighten her, but they want her to admit. Kiderach shema'aymin al edin nefashais. Just like Bezdin warns Edom that come to say Edus on cases where if their Edus is accepted, the person is going to die, so they warn them. They should not say Edus that's going to cause someone to lose their life for no reason. So here too, they're saying, if you're going to drink the water and you know you're guilty, it's going to cost your life. Now, if she still insists that she's innocent, the Yomilo, so they say to her as follows, Biti, my daughter, don't be embarrassed to admit. Harbi yayin oisa, drinking a lot of wine causes a person to sin. Harbi schoik oisa, schoik bekalis roish, lightheadedness, like loose laughter, it brings a person to chait. Harbi yaldis oisa, childlike kind of behavior causes chait. Harbi shchinim haroim oisa, bad neighbors can cause a lot of damage. So in other words, even if you say you're guilty, we understand the things that happen that cause this. Asila Shemai HaGadol. And then they say to her, do it for the sake of Hashem's name. Shenichtav b'kedusha, that is written in Kedusha. Shlo yimachal amayim, so it won't be erased over the water. Like we explained. They write the pasuk with Hashem's name, and write it on a piece of parchment, and it's erased in the water that the Saita will drink. Normally you're not allowed to do it, but the Torah says, for a Saita you can do it. This would allow for an innocent woman to prove her innocence and she'll be able to go back to her husband. The Torah says that for the sake of Shalom, you could erase my name. That's what Hashem says. But if you're guilty, please don't cause Hashem's name to be erased. Just admit. V'yomil v'nea dvarim, they tell her things, some tzaddikim. She'ena kadai, she's not worthy, l'shama, to hear it. He, not she's worthy. V'chol mishpachas beis aviyah. Or her family, her father's family that are standing there. And what they're telling her would be the story of Yehuda and Tamar. And Yehuda admitted it was me, Reuven, who admitted that he changed the bed in Yaakov's tent, really to defend the covenant of his mother. And they're not worthy of hearing this. Only tzaddikim should hear this. But the Yonim would tell it to her. They said, look, these great tzaddikim are Maida, you also be Maida. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned over here, this is in Perek Aleph of Mishnah Dalet, that would bring her up to the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and Bezen would first try to frighten her, tell her, look, if you don't say the truth, you know what's going to happen to you when you drink this water? Just tell us the truth. They frighten her the same way they would warn Edom, who come to say Edus about someone in a case where if the person is found guilty, it would be Chayiv Misa. They're telling you the same thing, you're going to cause your own Misa. And then they say to her, my daughter, if you admit, we understand there are things that a person does that causes chait, wine, lightheadedness, loose laughter, childish behavior, bad neighbors. In other words, it's not necessarily 100% your fault. And do it for Hashem's name. Hashem's name shouldn't be erased. And they tell her stories of tzaddikim that were moida, even though she or her family may not be worthy of hearing it.